This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Jeremy Cohen.
Yeah.
Mike Preston ain't crap. I get a sponsor for the workout. man goes and puts this stuff on a napkin. And now all of a sudden, he's got a sponsor.
You asked him if he had an
See,
A
man,
in there.
You should have seen this one at the Sun, man. We used to have the chicken sponsor.
Why not have the chicken?
They're out there giving sponsor ass to Haloti Nada and Justin Tucker. I'm a brother. Yeah. Chicken ass, man.
They give it to Haloti Nada.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Give you the fried, give me the fried chicken endorsement.
By the way, they you got a shout out on the national broadcast there where
somebody
they were like,
told me that.
Yeah,
somebody
it's like Mike that. Preston wrote a really good article, and I said, you read the one that he wrote?
I
signed it too.
I wasn't thinking that. I thought Mike Preston on one napkin was great, and on the other napkin he handed the broadcast. Talk about my article.
Another high school buddy.
we'll Google him and find out he played football at Towson City. Yeah. Mike, what'd you give Lamar Jackson?
Oh, I gave him a C. I mean, he was their offense. But, man, he missed some receivers that were wide open. You can't always see it on TV, but... And one in particular where Hollywood Brown is running a wheel route.
Yep.
And he has a linebacker, 59, one-on-one. Just throw it. I don't care what you do. Just spit it out.
Let him make a play.
Yeah. And
is that where you hit Andrew Short?
Didn't see him. I think so.
Hit him underneath.
Yeah. But I'm
like, Hollywood was wide open.
It was wide open. He missed a couple receivers, missed a couple check downs.
We're talking about you up then, because another one Hollywood was wide open. He got sacked. And he got sacked. After Hollywood was wide open.
The one I'm talking about, he completed a pass, but it was underneath.
So, he missed a couple. Held on to the ball a little bit too long, so he gets a C.
Offensive line,
they gave him a C minus. You know, when you go back and you watch, you say, they gave up five sacks. Right? They didn't always give up five sacks. Part of the reason, the offensive line didn't give up five sacks. Part of the reason why is you have no running game. And if you have no running game, then you have no play action game. And if you have no play action game, this offensive line is going to have trouble. And some of it was just coverage sacks, so I gave them a C minus.
Running backs, I see the grade, Mike. I'm looking for the minus to go with it, though.
No, man, that's an F. F. I would have given him a Z, Rob, but I can't give a Z. all right, and that usually goes against what I believe is usually if you get dressed and you go to phys ed, you get a D. No, not this week.
You know, you said that last week, but I wasn't even going to question you because I don't think it's contradiction. I think what they did yesterday deserves some contradiction.
Yeah. I mean, what did they have, like 29 yards or something like that between?
27.
Between three of them.
Mike, how you have your longest carry is 7 yards.
Mm-hmm.
You end up with 5 carries for 5 yards. What'd you do on the other 4 carries, man?
I mean, go backwards.
You know, you ended up with fewer carries than your longest carry. That's just dumb.
And Le'Veon Bell running a stretch play. You might as well get the calendar out and say, okay, is he going to turn the corner sometime today? It's not going to happen. So,
well, let's see what you gave the coaches with that kind of thinking. What about receivers?
Yeah, receivers, they gave it a C+. I like Bateman and some of the things he can do. And that one catch, he goes across the middle. He just kind of grabs it off his kneecaps. And Andrews was effective earlier in the game.
He was.
In the second half, they kind of figured him out a little bit, which is what you need to do to stop the Ravens offense, but I gave him a C+.
What about the D-line?
D-line, I gave a C-. I thought in the first half they played well. I mean, and you know something? When you give up 9 yards on the first down and then you hold them, I mean, I think they did that twice and they don't get a first down. That's pretty good. I mean, and at the end when they started giving up those touchdown runs, they were just trying to make a play and get out of their lanes. And I gave them C minus.
You see, if you dress for gym class, you get a D. So the linebackers wore what, dress socks? You gave them a D minus.
Yeah, well, I don't want to, Rob, I don't want to F everybody, okay?
That's different from Ed.
I'm the old boy, that old joke.
All right, I didn't want to do that, man. So I gave them a D minus. I thought they started out well, too, but then all of a sudden, hey, man, they started blocking Bynes. They started blocking Queen. They started getting Bynes on trying to cover these running backs. That's a no-no. Not going to happen. I thought Houston played well early in the game.
Until he tried to chase Jamar Chase.
Yeah, and then hamstring came. I don't know what Purnell McPhee was thinking on that roughing the quarterback play. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, that shouldn't happen. That's just ridiculous.
And that was costly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Someone next to me was like, that's not roughing. He didn't do it. Listen, in today's NFL, that's been roughing the quarterback for 5 years.
He took three
and
snaps.
He should know it. Exactly. Yeah, he should know it. Yeah. We can question whether it's soft or not. You know that's roughing.
Yeah, secondary. Marlon Humphrey had a tough day. We already know that. Anthony Everett had a pretty decent day. They're safeties. They're biting up on the stuff, and then the guys are going by them, and there's some miscommunication back there. They're not just getting beat. They're just not communicating and getting in the spots. They get a D-minus.
Special teams.
Special teams. Actually, it's one of the bright spots on the team. Devernay.
Brightest spot.
Yeah, trying to make some plays happen. The kid Wallace, a rookie wide receiver, had one tackle, one assist on special teams. He's showing up because he wants to get on the field. Sam Cook averaged 44 yards a punt. You know, Tucker came in and did his thing with the field goal. They get a B.
Coaching.
D minus.
Oh, they dressed too.
Yes, they did.
And they
just wore dress socks too.
You know? Yeah. What Jamar Chase get?
With hard shoes. With hard shoes. Okay. They just weren't in the game. They just not. Offensively, they still played. I take that back. Lamar played well enough for them to win. Okay. Did some decent things, but defensively, they did absolutely nothing to win that game. They got a D minus.
That's Mike Preston's report card, 410-583-1057. Any kind of any rebuttal to that report card, Jeremy Kahn?
No. How can you argue with any of it? Like, I mean, some of the grades may have been too high.
You mean the F for the running backs?
Mike was too nice. Look, it's problematic. You lose a game like that, you can just point your finger wherever the hell you want. And the only thing I can say is going into a bye week, you're hoping that was just – I think it's a bad look, but you're hoping that was guys going, hey, we're going to go on vacation. We got a week off.
Well, the problem is, like he said, the coaching got a D minus two. I hope they weren't thinking that.
I don't think so. Like, you'd like to write it off as one bad game. Like, they came out. I don't know what the deal is offensively in the first quarter. That game started playing out like I thought. I thought it was going to be a low-scoring game, and then it was like you blinked, and it's like, there's a big play. There's a big play. They were just throwing the football all over the field, both teams.
Well, I give the coaches wide open too. Receivers wide open.
Well, I give the coaches a low grade, regardless of what it is once again, we're starting the game slowly. You know, to me, too often the Ravens come out looking ill prepared. I mean, they look like they don't really have a plan. They look like, especially offensively, I should say, Mike. They look because they gave up 3 points in the first quarter defensively. The offense, they look like a team that's saying, let's see what they're going to do before we react to what we're going to do.
Yeah, sometimes these coaches come out with the scripts. Let's run 15 plays and then we'll make adjustments after that. I'm not into that. I think you just come out and say, this is what I saw on film. Mm-hmm. This is how I'm going to take you apart.
Let's go.
And then you adjust, and then we make our adjustments off your adjustments. Mm-hmm. But I'm not into the script, run 15 plays, and encounter that. No, that doesn't work in my book.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback, presented by Attorney Big Al.
What did you guys think about them not letting it? Was it just because of the wind? You went to the game.
The field goal.
Why didn't they go for the field goal there?
I had no idea. Twice, I thought. Twice I thought they should have. And it was odd. Normally, they don't make those win decisions for Justin Tucker.
So when it was, 3-3 or whatever, when the game was close and then they decided to punt it and try to pin him back, I'm okay with that. Even though you have a weapon like Tucker, I'm okay with it in those conditions with a deep, let your defense go out there. And then we saw In retrospect, you're like, I didn't trust that defense. I may have tried to kick that field goal and make things different. But they were playing well in the first quarter.
I think Tucker and Harbaugh have a good relationship where the kicker kind of goes out and says, eh, man, that wind's coming in pretty stiff. Man, we don't want to do this today. They get along pretty well. That's what I think happened.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.